Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil and I am in the field. I am on location at the Greater Park Hill Community Center and I am speaking with Jessica Howard. She is the Home Tour and Street Fair organizer, and Lana Cordes. She is the Executive Director of the Greater Park Hill Community. Thank you ladies for letting me stop by today.
Thank you for being here.
Now, on Sunday, September 8th, the 41st Annual Park Hill Home Tour and Street Fair will be happening, and this is, 41 years. So, Jessica, you are the organizer, so can you tell me just a little bit about what's going to be happening, time, and some of the goodies, that, you know, and the tour? I want to know, because I always like looking inside people's homes. I'm nosy. So.
Absolutely. So what we do, we have two parts to this event, and one is the home tour, where certain homeowners will offer up their home for the community to preview. So this year we have five fantastic homes all through the Park Hill neighborhood.
Okay, Jessica or Lana, I think I'll ask you, how do these homes get selected to be part of part of the Park Hill Home Tour?
We utilize volunteers on our committee to select the homes, and it's there's a list that we've been cultivating for years and years of interests. You know, a lot of times homeowners will say, I would love to show my home, but it's not a good year. I have small children, or I'm doing a kitchen renovation, or something along those lines. So we kind of keep this list throughout the years, reach out year after year, and eventually people are ready to show their homes. So we rely on an amazing volunteer committee to plan the entire event, and a couple of those people are dedicated just to finding the homes and getting them on board and sort of orchestrating everything that goes into putting a home on the tour.
Now, how did the concept of the home tour happen? Because I, 41 years, I'm looking at you. You don't look 41. So I'm thinking this is way before your time, Lana, mine, Jessica. No, actually, I'm lying. Before Lana and Jessica, a little bit of my time, so I have to say. But anyway, so how did the interest in the tour come to be? Or how did this all get started?
You're right, it was before my time, but as the story goes, in the late 70s, it was a group of realtors that started organizing it. It's just sort of a community event. At some point along the line, it came under the umbrella of Greater Park Hill Community, the registered neighborhood organization here, and it was grown into a fundraiser for the organization, and the street fair portion was added as well. So now it's kind of one of our longest standing traditions in the neighborhood, 41 years, you know, of the home tour and street fair, and everybody knows about it. Everybody knows it happens on a Sunday in September, and it's a great community event that everybody looks forward to.
Now, I hear about this. How do I get involved? I mean, if I want my house to be part of this home tour, is there a process that I have to go through? Is it certain age of a home or a certain look, or how does that happen?
Not necessarily. We always just kind of say that just something interesting, whatever that might be. Maybe you have a really great art collection or a unique collection of some kind. Maybe you do have a really old home with some, original features, or you have a brand new home that has a great design and, you know, curated furniture collection or something. You know, everybody likes something different, so we try and have variety. And the years when we get the best feedback is when we do have a really great variety in the size of homes, the types of homes, you know, and the diversity in the architecture and all of that. So, you know, a lot of people like to see homes that resemble what they live in too. You know, it doesn't always have to be a Parkway mansion. It can just be a bungalow, you know, a standard Denver bungalow. So there's no hard and fast requirements. It's just if you think you have a home that's lovely or interesting, then we would love to take a look at it.
Okay, and Jessica, like I said, this is before your time as well. 41 years, so this is before your time as well. But you've popped on board. You're the home tour and street fair organizers. Mm-hmm. So what happens during the street fair as well? So I'm out looking at these homes, but I'm like, can I bring my kids and we can have some fun, or what's going on there?
Oh, absolutely. The street fair is designed to be family friendly. It goes from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. that same day. And we have everything from a whole bunch of local vendors. We've got a kids zone area and also some live entertainment throughout the day. Every hour, it's either a band, some maybe acoustic instruments, some dance troupes from the local community. So lots of things to do, and of course a wine and beer tent. And this year we have an on-site e-recycling e-recycling area. So you can come bring your electronics, and there is a nonprofit that will safely recycle certain electronics for free.
Now, okay, so there is things to do. You know, do the pets come as well? I mean, can I bring Fido, or is that not a...
I think that is going to depend on the weather a little bit. If it's a super hot day, I don't know if it would be hard on their little feet, but it is pet friendly if you feel it's appropriate. So we do have the sustainability zone as well. So sustainability is a key piece of our event each year, and we are a zero waste event, or we strive to be a zero waste event. We will have demonstrations on the hour with various vendors and organizations to kind of talk about different things. Anything from, we've got coral restoration, we've got beekeeping, we've got public transportation, and then a few other things to help you succeed in our sustainability efforts. So,
great. Now, Lana, I do have a question, because as for the Greater Park Hill community, there are a few different programs. We just were speaking about the sustainables, you know, so there's a sustainables neighborhood program. There's the free farm stand. There's the emergency food pantry. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that as well, to highlight some of the things that you all do to help the community. Since Jessica started with sustainability, can you talk to me and our listeners just a little bit about what the sustainable neighborhood program is all about?
Yes. So the sustainable neighborhoods program was something that I think actually was started in Lakewood, and however many years ago the city of Denver actually joined onto the program as well. So neighborhoods can register under the Sustainable Neighborhoods program. And then any activities that are coordinated in the neighborhood by neighbors that relate to sustainability efforts then can be submitted to the Sustainable Neighborhoods program, and neighborhoods can earn points, and then you can earn a status. And so it's sort of a little bit of a competition to see who can be the most sustainable neighborhood, and it's an ongoing program. So we joined in August of 2017. This is the end of our second full year, and we've reached outstanding status as a neighborhood for 2 years now. As an organization, Greater Park Hill Community definitely puts a lot of focus on sustainability efforts and programs. So we are one of the biggest, I guess, sort of administrators for the program in the area. We submit the most amount of points for sure for Park Hill. So it's something we're always looking at each year, is how can we earn our points and make sure that we're teaching residents about sustainability and what they can do, and giving them sort of the resources that they need.
And then also to free farm stand, what is that? Is that tied into the emergency food pantry, or are they separate, or?
One of our sort of core functions here at Greater Park Hill is food programs. So we've been operating an emergency food pantry for more than 50 years. We do that on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 1, and it's open to anyone who lives in Greater Park Hill. There are no other requirements. You can come up to 9 times a year and receive a 3-day supply of food for everyone in your household. Aside from that, in the growing months, so June to October, we do a free farm stand, and that's open to anyone. Doesn't have to be in the neighborhood, just anyone and everyone. So we partner with Denver Food Rescue, and they pick up food from the East High Farmers Market on Sundays. That's not going to make it till the next market. They bring it to us, and we distribute it. So it's mostly produce that's still very much good, but just won't make it a whole nother week. So we get hundreds of pounds of food a week, and we distribute it Monday mornings to anyone who wants to come by and pick it up. We also accept donations from anyone, typically gardeners who have an overabundance of, geez, gosh, everybody's got like way more zucchini than they can eat, right? Or whatever it is. We welcome you to bring your produce here so that it doesn't spoil, and we can distribute it to anyone. So that there's no requirement for that. You don't have to live here. There's no income restrictions. We're just trying to salvage food that would otherwise end up in landfill or compost, and make sure it gets out to people so they can eat it.
So me, just as myself, if I wanted to make a donation, let's say, you know, I've gone to King Supers, or I've gone to Safeway or someplace, or Natural Grocers, and then I have food and I'm going to go on vacation and I don't want this food to go bad, can I bring it here and drop it off? Or how does the donations work? Or do you all accept donations? Or
we do. We really run on donations, particularly our emergency food pantry. So we accept both fresh and non-perishable items. Those can be dropped off at our office on Mondays and Wednesdays, or if you go on our website, greaterparkhill.org, there's a whole section on there on our food programs. We have 3 other drop-off locations. So 7 days a week, you can bring food somewhere. And it will get to us. So we obviously need a lot of canned and packaged foods, but we also have a number of refrigerators and freezers. So we're happy to take bread, milk, cheese, produce, fresh meat, anything that you may have to give that's food related, we're happy to take, and we'll either distribute it through our emergency pantry, or if it's produce or fresh items, we might distribute it through our free farm stand.
I do want to go back to, like I said, Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Is that 11 a.m.? Okay, so the Park Hill Home Tour and Street Fair. So I do want to ask a few other questions, Jessica, as far as, okay, I show up, how is parking handled? Because I know parking can be a tricky situation, but then also too, I arrive, I get a map to go see these homes, or how do I find the homes and where do I start? Should I start at a vendor or the house? Scoop me on this, please.
So I think the best resource to start with would be going to our website, which is the parkhillhometour.org website, and you will see different areas for the home tour and the street fair. The street fair is free and it's open to everybody. We really do encourage you to bike there. We do have bike parking. Many people just walk, and the home tour is also, most people walk through the home tour or bike through that as well. So if you can use a bike, we encourage that. The home tour does cost money, so we do sell tickets ahead of time. Everything can be purchased through the website. We do have some retail outlets as well selling tickets. So we've got Spinelli's, we've got the Park Hill Library, and the Cake Crumbs. So Cake Crumbs, not the Cake Crumbs. So yes, and you can purchase tickets there. We do have maps at each location, but there will be brochures at every home. You just show up to a house and you'll have a little bracelet, and that lets you onto the tour, and you can pick up all of the special brochure details at the home.
Okay, so attending the fair, everything that's free, going into the homes, that's a cost. Now does that go back to, okay, I own one of the homes. Does it go back to me, or does it go to help out within, you know, the greater Park Hill community to give, like, to the food pantry, or where does that money benefit?
Absolutely. This is our largest fundraising event of the year. So, and all that money does go back to benefit the greater Park Hill community and all the programs that Lana's been speaking about.
Yes. Okay. So Lana, can you just tell me just a little bit more? So I'm coming, I buy my ticket to go on the home tour, and my money is going to help the greater Park Hill community, but what exactly is that money going to go do?
Yeah, so Greater Park Hill Community is a registered neighborhood organization in Park Hill. We've been around since the late 60s, advocating on behalf of the neighborhood. So we try and give the neighborhood a stronger voice for whatever that is. We were really involved in busing and integration of schools in the 60s. We were very involved in the move of the Stapleton Airport out of the immediate area. You know, now we take on a lot of different issues, whether it's development related or parks related, transportation. We just sort of are kind of keeping an eye on things and helping advocate for our residents. So in addition to doing that, we do operate, as I mentioned, our food programs. We do a lot with sustainability programs. We run meetings, monthly community meetings, and additional forums if we have, for instance, elections and things like that. We have a handful of annual events that we host for the community. And we also publish a free monthly newspaper, Greater Park Hill News, that's been in continuous production since the 60s as well. So we're an entirely membership-based, donor-based organization. So if you live in Park Hill and you are not familiar with what we do, I'd encourage you to give us a call, stop by our office at 2823 Fairfax, jump on our website, greaterparkhill.org, take a look at what we do. Membership is very inexpensive. We would love to have more members. We're only as strong as our membership base. Check us out.
Great. You mentioned a phone number. What's a good phone number in case I want to call you?
303-388-0918.
Great. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Best of luck. And once again, I know you're listening to this. You want to support the community. So come on down Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m., the 41st Annual Park Hill Home Tour and Street Fair. And you can also go online if you want to pre-purchase your tickets as well for the home tour. Support this great fundraiser. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy.